B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah daf mem zayin. We're going to start 16 lines from the top of the Amud. Omar Rabbi Yochanan holds Oimrim Zman b'shmini shel chag. On the 8th day of Sukkot, known as Shmini Atzeres, one says Shechayonu, and there's an element of Chiddush here, because normally you say Shechayonu on the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach, first day of Shavuos, and here it's the 8th day. When do we say Shechayonu on the 8th day? It's to be assumed that he said Shechayonu on the first day. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Shmini Atzeres, even though it's the 8th day of Sukkot, and there is some association between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, however, since in a number of elements Shmini Atzeres is perceived and is looked at as a Yom Tov on its own right, it's like a new Yom Tov following the Yom Tov of Sukkot follows a new Yom Tov called Shmini Atzeres, and therefore deserves its own bracha of Shechayonu. Ve'ein oimrim zman b'shvi'i shel Pesach. However, on the 7th day of Pesach, which is also Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach is Yom Tov, the last day of Pesach is Yom Tov, and all the days in between are called Chol HaMoed. That's the same with Pesach and with Sukkot. But on Sukkot, the last day, the 7th day, which is one of the days of Chol HaMoed, is Hoshana Rabbah. The next day, the 8th day, which is indeed a Yom Tov, is not like the 7th day of Pesach. It's a new Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, on the 7th day of Pesach, you don't say Shechayonu, because it's just a continuation and the end of Pesach. But Shmini Atzeres, which is a new Yom Tov, you do say Shechayonu. V'omer of Levi bar Chama, v'itamer of Chama bar Chanina, either as of Levi or of Chama, they said, Teida, I'll prove to you that Shmini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov and not just a continuation of Sukkot. Shari Choluk begimul Dvorim, because there are three things that are different, that are clearly the halachas of Shmini Atzeres are not similar to those of Sukkot. Number one, besukkah. You sit on a sukkah, in a sukkah, for 7 days of Sukkot. On Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, we already discussed, since there's a doubt, a sofik, whether Shmini Atzeres could be the 7th day of Sukkot, so it could be you have to sit in the sukkah. But in and of its own, Shmini Atzeres does not warrant a sukkah. It says, Basukkah is teishu shivas yomim. V'lulav, we don't shake lulav on Shmini Atzeres. V'nisuch hamayim, according to the Tanakhama, nisuch hamayim, which was, even though with all the korban tomids, every day of the year, the korban tomid shel shachar, the morning korban tomid, they would pour wine on the mizbeach, on Sukkot they would also pour water, but only for 7 days. And we saw this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, it said, Sukkah v'nisuch hamayim shiva. And so since the Shmini Atzeres is different to the rest of Sukkot, you don't sit in a sukkah, you don't take the lulav, and there's no nisuch hamayim, so you see it's a new Yom Tov. And therefore, we understand that Rabbi Yochanan says, you make a Shechayonu. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda de Omar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to see this a little bit later in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that he says that b'loig hoya menaseich, the water that was poured on Sukkot was poured not with 3 loig, it was poured with a measure of 1 loig. We'll discuss that later. And he says, Kol Shmoina, that the Nisuch HaMayim was done for 8 days, not 7 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Nisuch HaMayim was done on the 8th day as well, on Shmini Atzeres. Hari Choluk Bebeis Tvorim, but even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that at least regarding Sukkah and Lulav, those two things, Shmini Atzeres is very different to Sukkot. You don't sit in the sukkah, you don't take lulav. So therefore, since we see that Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot are distinctly apart, therefore we assume that, or the Rabbi Yochanan assumes, that Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov on its own right, and therefore is deserving of its own Shechayonu. Says the Gemara, if the reason that Shmini Atzeres is deserving of a Shechayonu is because it's different to the days before it, Yehochi, if so, Shvi Shel Pesach Nami, the 7th day of Pesach also, there's some difference between it and the 1st day of Pesach where you said the Shechayonu. Hari Choluk Bachilas Matzah. The mitzvah of matzah itself, it's true you're not allowed to eat chometz right through Pesach all 7 days. And if you want to eat anything, we'll call it bread, it has to be matzah. But is there a chiyuv to eat matzah? No, there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah on the 1st day, not on the first night, to be accurate, not anywhere, not after that. Domar mar, Lailo Rishoy Nochoiva, only the 1st night of Pesach you have to eat matzah, mikan ve'elich roshus. After that, you have permission to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat chometz, but you don't have to eat matzah. So why don't we say, and we take it for granted that we can't say Shechion on Chol HaMoed because it's not Yom Tov, but when it comes to the last day of Pesach, in and of its own it's a Yom Tov. It's different to the first night of Pesach where you said your original Shechion in as far as that on the first night there's a Chiyuv to eat Matzah and afterwards not. So on the night of the 7th of Pesach you should say Shechion. Says the Gemara, no. Hachi hashta. Hosom milaylo choluk, miyoim einoi choluk. Firstly, the 7th day of Pesach is no different to the first day of Pesach. It's only different to the first night of Pesach. But since it has similarities with the first day of Pesach, because even in the day of the first day, there's no chiyuv to have matzah, therefore it's not considered its own Yom Tov, and because the first day of Pesach was included in the Shechionu of the night of Pesach. In contrast to Shmini Atzeres, which is very different to the first day or days of Sukkos, inasmuch as that Sukkah and Lulav, there's no Chiyuv. Ravina Omar. Ravina gives another difference between the 7th day of Pesach and the 8th day of Sukkos. Zeh Choluk Mishelefonov. Vzeh Choluk Milifneifonov. The 8th day of Sukkos is different and unique from the day just before it. All the 7 days before the 8th day, there's Lulav, Sukkah, Nisuch HaMayim. The 8th day has none of them. So the 8th day is separated from the 7th day, you make a Shechionu. But whereas the 7th day of Sukkos, of Pesach, the 7th day of Pesach is not different to the 6th day or the 5th day. It's only different to the first day. And since you have so many days gap, we don't say this is now the start of a new Yom Tov and is deserving of a Shechionu. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, I'll explain to you some other differences. I'll prove to you that Shmini Atzeres is considered a Yom Tov on its own, and therefore we understand why Rabbi Yochanan says that you say Shechionu. Because Hachaksiv, regarding the Shmini Atzeres, it says par. It just mentions a single ox, a bull that was brought as a korban. It says, Bayoyim HaShmini Atzeres Tiyalochem, etc. The next pasuk it says, par echod ayel echod. It just mentions a single par. Hosom, whereas all the other days of Sukkos, it says in the pasuk, V'kravtem oy lo ish ereach nichoyach l'Hashem, porim b'nei vokor, shloisha oso elim, etc. So there it mentions the porim. All the other days of Sukkos, there are many, many different porim. There are oxen, bulls that are brought onto the Mizbeach. But on the last day, Shmini Atzeres, there was just one, par echod. So you see that it's different, that Shmini Atzeres is different to the other days of Sukkos. And therefore, we understand, we should say Shechionu. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar, that Hacha, regarding the Shmini Atzeres, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Bayoyim HaShmini, it says Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem, it just says Bayoyim, on the 8th day. But Hosom, as far as all the other days of Sukkos are concerned, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ubayoyim HaShmini, with that vav of connection. So you see that all the first seven days are connected with each other. It's a single Yom Tov for a duration of 7 days. When it comes to the 8th day, it doesn't say Ubayoyim HaShmini and the 8th day. It just says Bayoyim HaShmini, separating the 8th day from the other 7. It's a Yom Tov on its own. Ravashi Omar, Hochaksiv, Ravashi says that when it comes to the Shmini Atzeres, it says in the Pasuk, Kam Mishpot, it says, Minchosom Niskeim Lapor Lo Ail Vlakvosim Bemisporom, Kam Mishpot. On Shmini Atzeres, it says that you should bring up the Menachis, the Nesachim, Kam Mishpot, according to the law. They have a law that applies to the korban that's being brought. But Hosom, all the other 7 days, what does it say? It says, Umin Chosom Niskeim Laporim Lo'ilim Lakvosim, Bemisporom, Kamishpotom. They have the same law, the same requirements as all the days. They all have the same requirements. You see, the Pasuk refers to the requirements of the korbonis, Kamishpotom. It plurals, it puts together all the 7 days. But when it comes to the 8th day, Kamishpot, it's got its own law. And therefore, we see again in the Pasuk that Shmini Atzeres is separated from the rest of Sukkos, and therefore we understand that Rabbi Yochanan said that you say Shechionu on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Leimu Maseyele, we're going to try and bring proof to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that on Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov on its own, right? And you say Shechionu, because it says, we learned that Haporim Ha'elim V'Hakvosim, because we know on Sukkos, one has to bring Purim, the bulls, the Elim, the rams, the Kvasim, the sheep. They all have to be brought every day. How many Purim would be brought? On the first day, 30, and the second day, 12, until the seventh day you bring 7. How many Eilim, how many rams were brought? 2 every day. The Kvosim, how many sheep were brought? 14 every day. Ma'akvin ze'ezeh. The Tanakhama say that if any one of those korbanos of any day of Sukkot is missing, it's essential and you cannot bring any of the korbanos. Rabbi Huda argues and says that Purim ein ma'akvin ze'ezeh. I agree with you as far as the Eilim and the Kvosim are concerned, that if there's anyone missing, it's a problem. But if the Purim are missing, then it's not essential, because there's no fixed number of Purim. Regarding the Eilim, there's a fixed number of Eilim, of rams, that are brought every day. 2 every day. Kvosim, 14 every day. That number is fixed. When it comes to Purim, it's not fixed. You see, on the first day, 13, the second day, 12, the third day, 11, is a different number. So you see, the number is not essential, and therefore, even if there's one missing, you can still bring the rest of the korbanis. Shaharim ismatim v'holchim, because they get less and less every day. It's not the same number every day. Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, v'alekulon mismatim v'holchim bishmini. Even the Eilim, it's true the first 7 days of Sukkot you bring 2, but on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, you bring 1. The Kvosim, it's true that the first 7 days you bring 14 on each day, but on the seventh day, on the eighth day, you bring 7. The korbanos of Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of Sukkot, are different to the rest of the Yom Tov. 2 Eilim to 1 Ayil, 14 Kvosim to 7 Kvosim. The Purim, from anywhere between 13 and 7 Purim, and on the last day there's 1 Pur. Since you see that all the korbanos, they go down in number on the eighth day, so the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Yehuda, if your logic were right, that the fact that the numbers decrease is a proof that they are not essential, then what would be the difference between the Purim and the Eilim and the Kvosim? Omar Lohen, Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim, no. There's a fundamental difference as to whether the number changes on the eighth day or whether the number changes within the 7 days. The eighth day is a Yom Tov on its own. It's okay, of course, the korbanos numbers are going to change. The par is 1 and the ayil is 1 and the kvosim is 7. But at least for the duration of Sukkot, the Eilim doesn't change, you bring 2. The kvosim don't change, you bring 14. The Purim do change from 13 down to 7. So Rabbi Yehuda says that since the Purim, they decrease in number within the 7 days of Sukkot, so that's proof that the number is not essential, in contrast to the Eilim and the kvosim. But don't bring me proof from Shmini Atzeres, where all the korbanos, the numbers change. Because Shmini is regel b'fnei atzmoyu, because Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov. Shekashem sheshivas yimei achag t'unin, in the same way as all the days of Sukkot, the first 7 days of Sukkot, they need a korban. They have their own unique set of korbanos. The 7 days as a group on its own, a group of 7 days, there's the Purim, which are a number of Purim, they all add up to 70, they decrease every day. You've got the Eilim, every day 2, you've got the Kvosim, every day 14. And so they have their own set of korbanos. The Shir, and on the 7 days of Sukkot, there was a unique song that was sung by the Levim. Ubracha, and when one says in the Brachas, and then we'll soon see what Bracha is, we'll come to that. Either it means Shechayonu, or it means that you say in Birchas Hamazon and in the Tefillah, you say as Yoim Chaga Sukkos Hazeh. We'll soon see. Velino, and if you come with your Chagiga on any day of Sukkos, you have to stay that you have to stay overnight. You bring the korban, and whichever day you bring your korban, there's a mitzvah. You have to stay in Yerushalayim overnight. So in the same way as all that applies to Sukkot, 7 days of Sukkot, Av Shmini, so too, the Shmini Atzeres is unique, that it's got ton korban, it's got its unique set of korbanos. As we saw, Rabbi Yehuda said this before, but we know, look in the Chumash, that the Eilim, it's not 2, it's 1. The Kvasim, it's not 14, it's 7. The Purim, it's not 7 to 13, it's 1. And Vashir, it's got its own unique shir. Rashi says that we don't know exactly which shir they sang on Shmini Atzeres, and Tosfos discusses this. Ubracha, and Shmini Atzeres has its own bracha. Again, we'll soon see what that means. Velino, and when you bring your korban on Shmini Atzeres, that you have to stay overnight. My love. So now when it says that explicitly, that there's a bracha, a unique bracha on for 7 days of Sukkos. We'll soon see what that means, but there's a unique bracha for Sukkos. There's also unique bracha for Shmini Atzeres, Af Shmini Ton, Korban Vashir Ubracha Velina. So, my love, can we not assume Zman? It means Shecheyonu. I've got proof from a Braisa to Rabbi Yochanan that you say Shecheyonu in the 7 days of Sukkos at the first opportunity on the first night, and you say again Shecheyonu on the Shmini Atzeres. So I've got proof. Says the Gemara, you don't have proof. When it mentions bracha, it doesn't mean the bracha of Shecheyonu. It means an insert into the brachas. Like Birchas Hamazon u'Tefillah, in Birchas Hamazon, in benching, and in Tefillah, that we add in, on the whole of Sukkos, we add in, as Yom Chag HaSukkah, he says it. And on Shmini Atzeres, we say, Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. And that's what the Braisa means, and you have no proof regarding Shecheyonu. Hachinami Mistabra. And it's probable that way, that when it says bracha, it actually means the inserts into Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah, and doesn't mean Shecheyonu. Diyisal kedai toch zman, because if you're going to say that it means Shecheyonu, then we have a little bit of an issue. And we stumbled on that before a bit. When it says that the 7 days of Sukkos has a bracha, and Shmini Atzeres has its own bracha. So if it's referring to the insert of Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah, we understand all 7 days in Tefillah and in Birchas Hamazon, we say Yom Chag HaSukkos, and on Shmini Atzeres we say Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh. But if it's referring to Shecheyonu, then you do say Shecheyonu in the 7 days, but just once, not for 7 days. So when it says here that in the same way as in the Braisa, k'shem she'shivas yemei achag, t'unim bracha, the 7 days of Yontav need a bracha, if it's just Shecheyonu, it's a little bit of a problem because you don't say Shecheyonu every day of the 7 days. Yisal k'day toch zman, zman kol shiva mi'ikad, you say Shecheyonu every day of the 7 days? Says the Gemara, that in and of its own would not be proof. Holoi kashya, we can answer that. Because it doesn't mean you say Shecheyonu every day. It means any one of the 7 days, at the first time that you're in the sukkah, you say Shecheyonu. First time you're in the sukkah, or whenever it is, the Shecheyonu, when you're supposed to say Shecheyonu, you say it at the first possible opportunity. You didn't say the bracha today, on the first day, you say it tomorrow, you didn't say it tomorrow, you say it the next day. But once during the 7 days, you say Shecheyonu. Or a different day. But what do we see from here? If that's how you're going to learn that the Braisa, that bracha means Shecheyonu, and you can say Shecheyonu on any one at the first opportunity between the first day and the seventh day, and then again the eighth day has its own Shecheyonu, which was our proof, if that's how you're going to learn, that would mean that you could theoretically end up saying Shecheyonu, not on the first day, which is Yom Tov, but on the second day or third day and on, which is Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, people typically didn't have wine available to say Shecheyonu with the kois. Mikol mokim, kois bo'inon. Do we not have an issue with the kois? Are you allowed to say Shecheyonu when you haven't got a kois shel bracha? And the Gemara is now saying, and since we see, according to the way we want to learn this Braisa, that the bracha all 7 days means that at any time during Sukkos, you can say the Shecheyonu, and it seems even on Chol HaMoed, when you wouldn't have a cup of wine on which to say the Shecheyonu, Leima Maseya Leila Rav Nachman, I'll have proof to Rav Nachman, the Amar of Nachman, that Zman, the bracha of Shecheyonu, Oimri Afila B'Shuk, you can say it even in the marketplace, and you don't need a kais. The Omra's been on kais, because if you say that you do need a kais, not like Rav Nachman said, kais kol yoyma mi'ika, on Chol HaMoed, did people have a cup of wine that they could use to say the Shecheyonu? Says the Gemara, no, it wouldn't be proof either. It could be that you say Shecheyonu even on Chol HaMoed. And it could be you do need a kais, not like Rav Nachman. Dil me'ikle le kais, we're talking about that maybe a type of person who does have a cup of wine on Chol HaMoed, and therefore he can say the Shecheyonu bracha anytime on Chol HaMoed, obviously at the first possible opportunity, and therefore the Braisa could have been learnt to be proof to Rabbi Yochanan that you say Shecheyonu, a separate Shecheyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Continues the Gemara, taking us back to the Braisa that we saw before, that Rabbi Yehuda said that on Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov on its own, that Sukkos has its own unique Korban Shir Bracha and Lina. Shmini Atzeres also has its unique Korban Shir Bracha and Lina. Says the Gemara, V'sova Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Ton Lina? Can it really be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres, that if you bring your a korban on Shmini Atzeres, you have to stay there overnight? That's the mitzvah of Lina. V'otanya, this seems to contradict a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin lePesach Sheini She'enoi Ton Lina. There's a brisa that discusses not Shmini Atzeres, it discusses Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is that people who couldn't, for whatever good or bad reason, couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, the first Pesach, they can bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Iyar, a month later. Now we know that when they would bring the Korban Pesach, they would have to wait there overnight. And it's learnt out from Psukim. What about when you bring the Pesach Sheni? Is there a mitzvah or a chiyuv of lino? Do you have to stay there overnight? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Pesach Sheni, you do not need to stay overnight. There's no such mitzvah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in one pasuk it says, "Uvishalto v'achalto b'mokim ashivchar Hashem lekecho boyu faniso v'aboike v'olachto l'oyholecho." And that's where you learn the mitzvah of lino, that in the morning, the next morning, it can't be that morning because it's Yom Tov. The next morning, you wait overnight of Matzah Yom Tov. The next morning, v'olachto l'oyholecho, and you go back home. Uchsiv, and it says in the pasuk after that, it says, Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzah, so Vayimashvi Atzeres Hashem Lekecho Loisase Melocha. So the fact that the Pasuk puts together the mitzvah of Lina and Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzah, what do we learn from there? That Es She Ton Shisha Ton Lina. Es She Eine Ton Shisha Eine Ton Lina. Only a type of Yom Tov, like Pesach, which has 6 days, Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzis. Exactly what it means, Sheshes Yomim Toichal Matzis, when it's 7 days eating matzis, that's learned out elsewhere in Shas, different halachas we learn from there, to the extent of the chiyuv or roshus of eating matzah. But the fact that Pasuk puts Sheshes Yomim is only a type of a Yom Tov which has 6 days, then when you bring the korban, you have to wait overnight, lino, lim ute mai. So what is this coming to exclude? Lav, can we not assume that it's coming to exclude nam lim ute nami shmini shel chag? In the same way as we said that from the fact that it says sheishes yomim toichal matzah is next to ufanisava boike, that in the same way as Pesach Sheni, which is just one day, there's no mitzvah of lina, so to shmini atzeres, which is just one day, there's no mitzvah of lina. That means Rabbi Yehuda brought proof from here to Pesach Sheni. Can we not assume that the same he would apply to Shmini Atzeres, that since Shmini Atzeres is a one-day Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of Lina? And if so, how can Rabbi Yehuda say here that Shmini Atzeres is, that Kashem Sheshiva Simei Chag, etc., Af Shmini Ta'un Lina, and that's Rabbi Yehuda talking, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that? There's a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda says that you only have Lina when there's 6 days, not when it's a one-day Yom Tov, says the Gemara Loi. No, Rabbi Yehuda over there only meant to exclude Pesach Sheni. Why? Limute Pesach Sheni to Kavosei, because the Psukim are talking about Pesach. The Pasuk is coming to tell us the 6 day Pesach, the long Pesach, your first Pesach in Nisan, which is the 7 day Pesach. That Pesach, you need Lina. A different Pesach, which has not got such a long Pesach, it's just a 1 day Pesach, there you don't have Lina. But it's not coming to teach us Shmini Atzeres or Shavuos, which is a 1 day Yom Tov, maybe over there you do need Lina. Hochanami Mistabra. And this is probable to differentiate between Pesach Sheini and Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. HaBikurim, that some of the halachas of Bikurim are that Tunim Korban, that with the Bikurim a Korban was brought, a Korban Shlomim was brought, and the Yerushalmi learns that the Pasuk says by Bikurim that Usmachto M'b'chol HaToiv, that you'll be glad with all the goodness. What's with Samachto? Simcha is with Basa Shlomim. What's Chol HaToiv? Toiv is to sing, is Shira. So it's Tunim Korban, it needs to bring a Korban Shlomim with the Bikurim, Vashir, and it's accompanied with the Levim. They would sing, when the Bikurim was brought, they would sing a special shir. And Rashi brings what it is from the Yerushalmi. Utanufa. And Bikurim was lifted up. Velina. And when you bring Bikurim, you'd stay overnight. And over there, there's no 6 days. It's just, you come, you bring the Bikurim, you go back home. And you see that you need Tnufa. So you see that, and you see, sorry, you need Lina. So you see that the mitzvah of staying overnight is even on a 1 day appearance in the Beis HaMikdash. And we assume that the same would apply to Shavuos and to Shmini Atzeres, that even though it's just 1 day, there is Lina. Pesach Sheni is excluded from a pasuk in the parasha of Korban Pesach. Man shomusle. Now we have to know who's this opinion of this Mishnah. Man shomusle de Omar Tnufa. Who says that Bikurim needs Tnufa, needs to be waived? Rabbi Yehuda. We'll soon see where we know that from. It's Rabbi Yehuda. So we can assume this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Uka Omar Tunalino. And it says that you need to wait, there's a mitzvah to stay overnight. So you see almost clearly that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that there's a concept of lina, even though it's just one night. You see that in the Mishnah. And therefore we can there also assume that on Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, even though it's just one day, there's a mitzvah of lina. And when Rabbi Yehuda excluded Pesach Sheni, he excluded just Pesach Sheni. We'll soon see that this might not be accurate. We'll soon see this Mishnah could be another Tana, not Rabbi Yehuda, another Tana who says Tanufa, and that Tana would well hold that there's Lina, but then it could well be, there's no proof from here, to Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda himself will say, since it's only a one-day appearance, that there's no mitzvah of Lina. So the Gemara is going to soon refute this proof. But for now, we assume that it's Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion who holds that Bikurim has Tanufa. So the Mishnah says Tanufa, it means it's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah also says Lina. So you see clearly so far that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's Lina even though it's just one day. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bikurim has Tnufa, you wave the Bikurim when you bring it? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda learns, and there's a two psukim that we're talking about here. There's one pasuk Dalet, that says, V'lokach ha-kohen atenem miyodecho, the kohen takes the basket from your hands, from the hands of the owners, ve'inichoi lifnei mizbech Hashem elekecho, and he puts it down by the mizbeach. That's in Pasuk Dalet. In Pasuk Yud it says, Va'ato hine evesias reishes priu adoma shenosato li Hashem, v'hinachtoi lifnei Hashem elekecho. You place it before Hashem, v'shtachaviso lifnei Hashem elekecho, and you bow before Hashem. So it says actually twice, place it before Hashem. Once in Pasuk Dalet, v'hinichoi lifnei mizbech Hashem, and once in Pasuk Yud where it says, v'hinachtoi lifnei Hashem. So the question is, you place it twice, why would you have to place it twice? What would that mean? So it must be that you place it down and then there's a separate mitzvah of taking the Bikurim and waving it. V'hinachtoi zu tnufa. From the fact that it says in Pasuk Yud again, V'hinachtoi is in order to impress on us that you wave the Bikurim. That's a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda saying this. At oimer zu tnufa, hayeinu elo hanocha. Mamash, are you going to say maybe v'inachto means placing, putting, and doesn't mean the waving? So it says no. Kashu oimer v'inichoi, when it says in Pasuk Dalet already that v'inichoi lifnei mizbech Hashem elikecha, hari anocha amur, it already says in the Torah there's a mitzvah to place the bikurim. Homani mekayim v'inachto. So why does it say again in Pasuk Yud v'inachto you should place? So it must be zutnufa to teach us that you have to wave the Bikurim. So you see, this is a brice of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Psukim, you have to wave the Bikurim. So when the Mishnah says that Bikurim tu'unim korban v'shiru tnufa, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And it says v'lino. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda says there's lino, even though Bikurim is not a six-day Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, no. It could be, there's no proof from here. Because it could be the Mishnah, not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's tnufa and there's no lino. Who says there's tnufa and lino? A different Tana of Dilmer Belezer ben Yaakovi. Maybe it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanya we learned in another Braisa. That the Pasuk says, in that Pasuk Dalet we just mentioned, V'lokach ha-koyhein atenem yodecha. The Kohen takes the basket of Bikurim from your hands. Limeid al Bikurim she'tu'unim tnufa. From there, from these words, we learn that, we'll soon see where we learn it from these words, but from these words we learn that there's tnufa. Divi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns out from the words, he learns out from there that there's tnufa. So you see clearly, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns there's tnufa. So he might be the author of the Mishnah that's in Bikurim and that says tnufa. And then it could be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says that there's lina, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov never said that there was a problem with lina on an appearance in the Beis HaMikdash of just one day, of a Yom Tov of just one day. But Rabbi Yehuda says that only a Yom Tov that has 6 days, 7 days, a long Yom Tov, only there when you appear, then there's a mitzvah of lina. Maybe he'll hold that Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres, there's no lina. And he may hold that Bikurim, there's no lina. My Talmud, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's the source? Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov see in the words, V'lokach ha-kohen atenem miyodecho, that there's a mitzvah of tenufa, of waving the Bikurim? because he learns it out from the Shlomim. Asya yad yad mishlomim is a gzeira shova. It says here velokach hakoyin atene miyodecho. It mentions your hands, and it also says in the parasha of Shlomim, it says yodov tovienu as ishe Hashem etzachelev alachose yovienu es hachose. It's talking about different parts of the korban Shlomim lehonif oisoy tnufa lifnei Hashem, to lift, to wave it before Hashem. Ksiv hocha velokach hakoyin atene miyodecho. By Bikurim it says Yodecho, Uchsiv Hosom, and by Bikurim and by Shlomim it says Yodov Tavieno Eis Ishe Hashem, and the same way as by Bikurim, that means we have the Gzer Shova between Bikurim and Shlomim. Ma Kan, in the same way as Bikurim Koyin, it says explicitly Velokach HaKoyin Af Lalon, so too by Shlomim is there was a Koyin that was involved in the waving. And Ma'al Alon, in the same way as by Shlomim, it says Yodov Tuvieno, and it's clear in the Psukim, it's talking about the hands of the owners, is the Bailim. Afkan, so too with Bikurim, the owners are also involved in the waving. Ha Ketzad, how can it be that also the Kohen is involved, also the owners are involved? Kohen Miniach Yodu Tachas Yad Bailim, the owners are holding their baskets. The Kohenim under the hands of the owners, it's not really under the hands, it's besides for the hands, next to the hands of the owners, they put their hands under the basket, and together, or mainif, they wave it together, because it says explicitly in the Pasuk of Shlomim, Lohonif oiso itnufa lifnei Hashem. So from there, Beleza ben Yaakov learns that Velokach HaKoyin es atene miyodecho is proof that there's tenufa by Bikurim as well. And therefore, you have no proof that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so you have no proof to what we said before, to differentiate between Pesach Sheni, which is just one day, and Shavuos, Sukkos, and Bikurim, which is just, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, and Bikurim, which is just one day. So we've done a basic reading of this Gemara, and we've learned a little bit the sugyas of Lina. It's much more complicated than it looks at face value. It's not clear what exactly is the Mechaya of you to do the Lina, to stay overnight. Is it the korban you brought? Is it the virtue of the fact that it's Yom Tov? And do you have to... The Tosfos, you can have a look in Tosfos. There's a long Tosfos here that discusses it. But we've done a basic reading of the Gemara, and there are many more details in the Mefarshim here. So the Gemara now closes the sugya and says, "May hava alo." We started discussing whether you say Shecheyonu on Shmini Atzeres. What's the bottom line? Do you say Shecheyonu on Shmini Atzeres? Do you not? Rav Nachman Omar, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. Rav Nachman says, you do. Rav Sheishes Omar, Ein Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. Rav Sheishes says, no. V'Hilchus Ad Halacha is Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. You do say Shecheyonu. That's the Halacha. We say Shecheyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Nachman. A Braisa backing up what Rav Nachman says, that we do say Shecheyonu on Shmini Atzeres, is because the Braisa says that Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmoi, is its own Yom Tov regarding six different halachas. Le'inyan Pazar Keshav, that's the Rosh Tevis of these six halachas. Number one, it's pious bifnei atzmoi, because on all the days of Sukkos, they would not do a regular pious, and they would give out the pious is the lots that they would draw every day as to who would be deserving to do the different avodas. And on Sukkos, it worked very differently because of all the 24 mishmoris that were present. Then it's a pious bifnei atzmoi, zman bifnei atzmoi. As we saw, that you say Shecheyonu on Shmini Atzeres, you say it once at the beginning of Sukkos, and again on Shmini Atzeres, it's a Yom Tov on its own. Regel bifnei atzmoi, one doesn't sit in the sukkah, it's a Yom Tov on its own. Korban bifnei atzmoi, as we said before, it's got a very different order of korbonis. That according to the order of the korbonis, one would have to bring six porim. We don't, we bring one por and the other korbonis as well. Shira bifnei atzmoi, as we said before, it's got its own shira that was sung in the Beis HaMikdosh when the korbonis were brought. It had a song on its own, and different to the rest of Sukkos, and Brocha Bifnei Atzmoi, and also, as we said before, the Brocha that in Tefillah and in Birchas HaMazon, we don't say Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, we say Shmini Chag Atzeres HaZeh. So you see in this Braisa, Shmini Atzeres is Regel Bifnei Atzmoi, and one of the things that Shmini Atzeres has is Zman Bifnei Atzmoi, that you say Shecheyonu. Like Rav Nachman says, and that's the Halacha, you say Shecheyonu on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.